So I want to go back to a couple other aspects of the case that you just presented and get into it a little bit more. One is you mentioned the issue with GI toxicity with exazimib, and I'm curious what your experience has been with that. Do you start patients on preemptive GI medication or antiemetics, for example? What kinds of GI problems? Is it dose-related?
So my experience is that primarily it's diarrhea in nature. I've really not seen patients experience nausea and vomiting. I generally will have anti-nausea meds available to the patient at home, but in my experience, they really have not needed it. In the relapsed refractory setting, when my institution participated in the placebo-controlled study of lenalidomide dexamethasone versus lenalidomide dexamethasone and exazimib, to be honest, I really couldn't tell which patients were receiving active drug versus placebo. So in general, my experience has been that the GI side effects are not overwhelming, but you do have patients who sometimes have diarrhea. In general, that, however, is easily managed with over-the-counter medication.
So another issue with the proteasome inhibitors in general, this man had problems with neuropathy from the bortezomib. What about exazimib in terms of neuropathy, and where would you put in carfilzomib?
So I would say exazimib causes a very low frequency of neuropathy based on the clinical trials and also just based on my experience in clinic. For the patients who have bortezomib-induced neuropathy and then get switched over to exazimib, my experience is that their neuropathy does not worsen. So I think that's an attractive feature of exazimib. I really have not seen any carfilzomib-induced neuropathy. So from a neuropathy perspective, both exazimib and carfilzomib seem to be very good. Bortezomib still its biggest problem with respect to long-term administration as the development of the peripheral neuropathy.